Once upon a time, bowling was a big competitive sport. 20 years ago, there were nearly 9 million league members. Today, there's a little over 3 million. Stodgy country club sports like tennis and golf have reinvented themselves as hip and cool, so why not bowling? Commentator John Ridley went back to his hometown to investigate the state of bowling.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Home of beer, brats, and people who are still pissed that the Packers moved all the home games up to Lambeau Field. It's also the home of bowling headquarters. Yeah, really, bowling headquarters. And it seemed like a good place to find out what's what on bowling. Now, the word around bowling headquarters is the thing that's hurting the sport is the thing that every bowler is supposed to want. The 300 game, the perfect game, 12 strikes thrown one after the other. The problem is, in most sports, records are made to be broken. With bowling, there's a finite achievement, and more people are achieving it. In the 1979-1980 league season, there were just about 5,000 perfect games thrown in sanctioned play. Last season, there were over 42,000. At bowling headquarters, 300 games are about as plentiful as Robert Blake's lawyers. Have either of you gentlemen ever bowled a 300 game?
Yes, yeah, I have 9 sanctioned 300 games.
You have 9?
Yeah, 9.
Have you ever bowled a 300 game?
I sure have.
I see. You got a 300 ring.
Yes, and I'm proud of it, even though, you know, it doesn't mean as much as it used to. It's more rare than a no-hitter in baseball.
So the trick is, how do you make the game more challenging without changing the fundamentals? You do it, as our president would say, with some good science. At bowling headquarters, they've got a lot of it.
Obviously, this is the main part of our testing and research. We have 8 different lanes, no two are alike.
Now, Neil Strimmel is the executive in charge of the Equipment Testing Center, which looks something like the rec room of the ultimate bachelor pad.
We have 4 AMF, 4 Brunswick lanes, and AMF has synthetic lanes, and then the next 3 are wood, but you can put different finishes over top of the wood, and the different finishes react a little different with the balls.
With the ability to simulate the exact temperature, humidity, and even the air pressure of any sanctioned bowler-rama in the world, the Equipment Testing Center is where you'd expect guys from the Defense Department to go to have a good time.
This is our ball thrower. We call him Harry. What happens here is arm comes down and the hand will grab the ball. And we use this for a lot of testing. We use this for testing balls. We use this for testing lanes. We use this for testing oils.
This looks like HAL 9000. You got a double pincer arm there.
Yeah.
It's pulling it back. It's fully mechanical. It's not something, it's got a, there's a laser beam. What is the, there's like a laser beam.
Yeah, we have lasers on the ball from different points. So 2 points on the ball. Make sure that we get the ball in there the same way every time. This for consistency's sake.
Armed with intel David Kay would have killed for, bowling headquarters helped develop a new kind of bowling, sport bowling. At the casual fan, sport bowling looks exactly like regular bowling, but it most definitely is not regular. Like a war in the Middle East, it's all about the oil. Neil explains the difference.
And so let's say you get lined up over the second arrow for your strike shot. Well, if you miss to the right, there's less oil there, which means there's more friction. So now the ball hooks more. So you've missed here, the ball hooks more, and so it finds its way near the pocket again. It's kind of self-correcting. Sport bowling requires that you can only have a certain amount in the middle, and you have to have a certain amount on the outside. It's much more restrictive than the 3-unit rule.
So basically, by removing some of that oil, you're making it more about the bowler.
Yes, exactly. Much more accuracy is required, consistency is required, good shot-making skills are required. And so sport bowling, you know, much more tougher. It's a challenge. It's like stepping back to the black tees in golf.
And how has that affected the ratio of, say, like 300 games?
In sport bowling, so we had 43,000 in regular bowling last year. In sport bowling last year, we had 20.
So it only cuts it in half, essentially.
20.
Not 20,000, 20. But for Joe Public, one guy's new and improved is sometimes just new and scary. Olympic Lanes, not far from bowling headquarters, is the archetype of the modern alley. Big and bright, a fully stocked pro shop butting up against a full-service bar. In a booth overlooking the lanes, I talk with Mike Dardis, who's been league bowling for nearly half a century. I ask him what he thought of sport bowling.
Too
much work in sport bowling.
Yeah. Why do I need to pay $4 a game to work like some kind of mad fool? I'm sorry. The cost of bowling is getting really, really tough. I can't imagine how some of the kids, outside of selling drugs and robbing banks, are going to pay for it.
So You're not saying that bowling is actually supporting crime in the cities,
no,
are you? No, you're not.
But it's just...
You've got to get our kids off of bowling before it's too late.
Yeah, it's just that somehow they have to allow the kids to bowl at a reasonable price.
Okay, I admit I did a statistical sampling of one guy, and Mike's assertion that kids are going to turn to selling crack to support their bowling habits might be kind of extreme. I asked Jack Mordini, the assistant executive director of the American Bowling Congress, what kind of feedback he's been getting to sport bowling. How are the people who are into sport bowling, do they know about it? Are they aware of it? How are they reacting to it?
The reaction's been fairly good. We're looking at about 45,000 members, I think, coming in next year. At least that would be a target that we're shooting for. But it's been growing every year, and I think we just have to tell the story.
Just have to tell the story. Well, with regard to sport bowling, I think I can safely say mission accomplished, with no fear of insurgent reprisals. Look, whether bowling ever gains the perplexing fanaticism of NASCAR or the youthful exuberance of skateboard vert doubles, and no, I have no idea what that is, bowling offers something that most sports don't. Now, I'll never pitch 9 perfect innings of baseball, and I've got a better shot at Condoleezza Rice than I do at a perfect pass rating in football. A much better shot. But if I worked at it, I could probably bowl a perfect game. And that's why, year after year, bowling endures. It traffics in the most precious of commodities, possibility.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of The Drift and A Conversation with the Man. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'd like to go bowling with my friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane. On a good day, I'll throw a few strikes, maybe some spares, that's what I like. Bowling is my kind of game. I aim for the 1 pin, 2 pin, 3 pin, 4, 5 pins down the lane. With a boom and a bang, they hit the floor, and I throw the ball again. I like to go bowling.